James McCormick is a 22-year veteran of the Iraq and Desert Storm wars in the Army. He says there are many things vets in the state need.
Well, obviously access to health care is an important thing. The need for a better understanding of PTSD, traumatic brain injuries. And also, you know, we need to think about long-term care facilities for some of our aging veterans.
McCormick says although the state is taking a focus on things like PTSD, the state is still trying to catch up.
It's an issue that we need to address, and we need to be addressing it at the state level. And what can we do? What are the resources that we have in the state to address these things? And we have some wonderful programs that are out there.
West Virginia Department of Veterans Assistance Secretary Rick Thompson says the need for another veterans nursing home located in the southern part of the state is being looked into in Beckley or at the Veterans Affairs Medical Center in Huntington. Thompson says his purpose for the meetings is twofold.
Let more people know about the services that the West Virginia Department of Veterans Assistance offers for veterans. There's a lot of services that we have that people are unaware of, that people don't know. We have a nursing home in Clarksburg. We have a veterans home in Barbersville, a cemetery, an institute. And at the same time, come outside our department places and let veterans come in and feel free to discuss issues.
Veterans like Woody Williams, a retired World War II vet and Medal of Honor recipient, listened at the American Legion Post 177 in Barbersville near Huntington. Williams says the importance of the meeting cannot be underestimated.
It really is long overdue. There has always been a confusion between the State Veterans Department and the Department of Veterans Affairs nationally. It's been a confused thing.
And Williams says that confusion causes some veterans to miss out on help they could be receiving for a number of problems.
The Department of Veterans Assistance has 14 of these offices scattered in the state, and they handle things like unemployment, transportation. They do a service directly to the veteran that the federal government can't do in these communities.
West Virginia Department of Veterans Assistance also helps with things like mental health services, housing, substance abuse counseling, financial assistance, and education. Williams says the key is to get those that gathered at the American Legion Post to take the information to other veterans throughout the community.
I hope that the knowledge that is dispersed here, that's given out here, will filter out into the veterans community, and others will tell others that these services are available, and most of them don't know.
According to Thompson and the Department of Veterans Assistance, there are programs throughout the state that are not being utilized, such as outreach programs through the Department of Health and Human Resources, Workforce West Virginia programs, and educational assistance through organizations like the Higher Education Policy Commission. Thompson says only 40% of veterans are using educational assistance. Thompson says they'll take the information learned Thursday combined with Wednesday's meeting in Beckley and the three other meetings still to come and figure out what they can do.
We'll accumulate everything we learn, put it together and see what changes we can make or how else we can get our information out. We're going to learn from this and categorize, and then if there's particular problems that we can address or that we can help the veteran address, try to address those problems.
The next meeting will take place Wednesday, September 18th at the Clarksburg VFW Post 573 at 5 p.m. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.